A fatal accident that took the life of a bulldozer driver near Stefan Lake Lodge, north of Talkeetna, on Friday occurred only hours after a State Department of Natural Resources team had flown over the site on an inspection tour. The work is being done to build an airstrip to support studies on the Susitna Dam project. Rick Thompson, South Central Regional Land Manager with DNR's Division of Mining, Land and Water, says his team went to review the project on Friday in response to calls from local residents who were concerned about the damage the work was doing to the terrain. Thompson says he didn't see anything wrong with the work.
Yeah, they had already accomplished, I don't know how many miles, several miles of work across public and private land at that point. And we flew the route that they had already accomplished and did not see any problems. In fact, we think the conditions were still pretty good. And then they were heading up into the Alpine country from that point on Friday. And there was even, you know, more snow. The conditions were still good up there, very good. So we were not alarmed by what we saw as far as the conditions that they were operating under, nor did we find any problems with the work that had been performed to that point.
But later, a D6 bulldozer driven by 72-year-old Donald Keel crashed through the ice on a lake. The operator was killed in the accident. Thompson says the DNR team had left the area before the accident occurred. He says DNR had issued a cross-country travel permit to the operation, which is good through May 15th. The permit is still valid, he says, despite the fatality. The work on the Cat Train was being done by a Wasilla company, Alaska Diversified Services. A website for the company lists landscaping, snow plowing, light home remodeling, and maintenance as its services. A call to the company was not returned. Local resident Mike Woods, who has been vocal in his opposition to the work, said today that the bulldozer went into what is known as a kettle lake, or a small pond on the tundra that normally does not freeze over very solidly and then is obscured by blown snow.